What's up, everybody? Welcome to the special edition of Straight Shooter with yours truly, Stephen A. coming at you. Now, normally I'm coming at you every Wednesday night, courtesy Straight Shooter, Sirius XM, POTUS Radio, Channel 124, every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. And almost always we're talking politics, but remember when I told you something. I told you that as I'm doing my YouTube show and stuff like that, it could be politics, it could be pop culture and entertainment, it could be social commentary, it could be relationship issues. You never know with me. I save my sports for ESPN and for Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. I pretty much save it for that. I'll sprinkle a little sports here and there on YouTube. But for the most part, it's everything but sports. And this is one of those situations, ladies and gentlemen. It has absolutely, positively nothing to do with sports. At least literally. You'll understand how figuratively it could have something to do with sport in just a second. But I couldn't wait to talk to y'all about this, okay? Because we're going to have an open and honest discussion right now. We're going to touch on this subject. And I'm all the men out there, all the women out there, this is applicable to everybody. You're married or you're single. You understand what I'm saying? You're celibate or you get loose. You're getting your freak on. It don't matter. This is applicable to everybody. And it's important that you know that. Because it's based off of an article that I saw yesterday in the Wall Street Journal. And that article was entitled, "The Home Wrecker Lawsuits Rocking North Carolina." And essentially it talks about how a few states still allow a spouse to sue a home wrecker, quote unquote home wrecker, for breaking the marriage. The case of a former Arizona senator and her bodyguard. Remember that girl, that woman, Kristen Sinema, former U.S. senator from Arizona. Let me read y'all a couple of graphs from the article because I want you to understand in its sincere and authentic form without any editorializing from yours truly what was being said. In October of 2024, Heather Amel found a message from another woman on her husband's phone. Quote, "I miss you. Putting my hand on your heart. I'll see you soon." End quote. Miss Heather Amel decided to write back. Quote, "Are you having an affair with my husband?" She texted from her spouse's phone. "You took a married man away from his family," end quote. Dan Amel took a surprising step. She sued. But she did not sue her cheating husband. Instead, she sued the woman who was having a romantic relationship with him. That woman was Kristen Sinema, the now former U.S. senator from Arizona. Amel's husband, Matthew Amel, was employed as a security guard for Sinema at the time. North Carolina, where the Amels lived, is one of just a handful of states with a home wrecker law that allows a jilted spouse to sue a third party for damages for a marital breakup. And it isn't just illicit lovers who might find themselves in a crosshairs. Meddling in-laws, persuasive friends, even a therapist or a clergy member are all fair game to win a, quote, alienation of affection claim. That's what it's called. As it is known legally, a plaintiff must prove 3 points. That there was genuine, quote, love and affection between the spouses before the third party intervened. Number two, that this love and affection was alienated and destroyed. And three, that the defendant's quote-unquote malicious acts caused that loss of affection. Let me state something. I think this is some of the most ridiculous shit I've ever seen in my life. It really, really is. But it's real because it's the law in several of those states. And Griff, please put that list back up there, please. Please put that list back up there, those states. Hawaii, North Carolina, Mississippi, New Mexico, South Dakota, and Utah. Now leave that up there for just a second here. Hawaii and North Carolina, I'm suspect on. Hawaii is the islands. People walking around half naked half the time, on the beach all the damn time. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, you lose one, you find somebody else. North Carolina is a big state with great cities. You're talking to somebody that went to Winston-Salem State. Or there's some women in Winston-Salem. Or there's some women that half hour away in Greensboro, North Carolina. Oh, there's some women down the road, or up the road rather, in Durham and Raleigh. Let me be specific, okay? And there's damn sure some women down south in Charlotte. There's plenty of women. Mississippi, New Mexico, South Dakota, and Utah. I haven't frequented these places, but I must say, I imagine there ain't but so much to do. Therefore, you're going home a lot and pretty difficult to meet somebody. So when you meet somebody, you want to hold on to that relationship. You stand before God. You give your vow. You understand to honor and cherish. You understand in sickness and in health. Until death do you part. And meanwhile, you slip sliding and getting your freak on elsewhere. I understand the ire. I understand the frustration. I understand a whole lot of emotions that come with it. I'm just trying to figure out how the hell do you sue the mistress. Oh, by the way, there are men who have been sued too. Let's make sure we keep it a buck in all of this and understand this stuff don't discriminate. Okay? Now, before I get any further, we call a woman who's the other woman, meaning she's not the wife. We call her the mistress. So I said, what the hell do you call a man? One of my producers was joking around saying, how about the mantress? But legally, it's called the lover or the paramour. Either way you slice it, okay, there's guilt and it's not gender discriminate, okay? It's indiscriminate. Let's be clear. But let me read from this same article in the Wall Street Journal. How I said a few other states, including Mississippi and South Dakota, still allow such lawsuits. Yet North Carolina, which doesn't limit the amount of compensatory damages that can be awarded, remains the most aggressive battleground. In a 2011 case, one of the largest home wrecker suits in the United States history, a judge awarded $30 million. $30 million to a woman who sued her husband's mistress, alleging that she had intentionally destroyed their marriage. In 2008, a judge awarded a jilted husband around $9 million after he alleged that another man lured his wife away. Now, understand something. Sipping on my protein drink right there. Understand something, okay? I don't think any of these cases should apply. If you are married, you two are the ones that made that commitment. How the hell you blaming somebody from the outside for your relationship faltering? That's on you. That ain't on them. What's that about? See, once again, that's about other people trying to get in folks' bedroom. Mind your damn business. Mind your damn business. It's none of your business. If you're the court of law, who the hell came up with this law? If you a man or you a woman and you're not satisfying somebody enough and they decide to go elsewhere, let me be very clear, they're wrong. It shouldn't happen. You should honor your commitments. But if you don't honor it, the mistress or the paramour should not be penalized and left to pay restitution for you not getting the job done. Now, let me also be very, very clear to the ladies out there. Because I'm going to go to ladies and then I'm going to go to men. I want you to listen. And I especially want some people that work under me to listen, because ladies and gentlemen, I'm coming out with a new show. It's just a couple of weeks away. You understand what I'm saying? It's going to be ladies talking about issues. Wait till you see it. I ain't giving you no way more than that. But it's going to be ladies talking about these issues. You understand what I'm saying? With a beautiful, beautiful host that knows how to stir a conversation Oh, it's going to get knee deep up in Straight Shooter world. I'm here to tell you, right, Straight Shooter Media, we coming with some stuff. Trust me on this, all right? These are the kind of conversations that we're going to have. Let me compartmentalize it for you so I make sure we all on the same page. To the ladies out there, I want you to be clear that this kind of nonsense doesn't apply to all of you. Just because a man stepped out on you don't mean you did something wrong. His ass could just be trifling. He could be greedy and gluttonous. It could be about the hunt. It could be about all of that instead of just honoring his commitment and his vows to you. So I don't want you looking at it and thinking that I'm implying you didn't get the job done. You understand what I'm saying? Because sometimes you could get the job done with a dude and it still ain't good enough. So I want you to understand that as ladies. But you also have to stand up and embrace this concept, ladies. Some of you ain't getting the job done. Because you're too busy thinking you got the job done that you take it for granted. Not understanding that with a man, it is a never-ending process. It is for y'all too. Y'all are just more flagrant with it than we are. See, y'all like a lot of new stuff. Y'all are natural embellishers, which helps elevate us as men. And in our core, we appreciate it, even though it comes with some pressure, because you always want more and you always want better. You're not standstill creatures. Where the dude want the same house, he want the same kitchen, he want the same food, he want the same TV, he want the same spot on his couch or his bed or whatever it is. He like the same old, same old. The problem is, y'all think that because he likes the same old, that you done figured it out because you giving him the same old, when in fact, you're really not doing that because it ain't as fresh. Think about it from a standpoint of a meal. I might want some chicken, right? Let's use that as an analogy. I know black man chicken, but get over it. I love my chicken. Here's the deal, okay? You might want some chicken. But even though I ate chicken, yesterday it was fried and fresh off the stove. Today is leftovers that was in the microwave. Same meal, not same flavor. A little bit different. Because you didn't have to cook. I'm just using that as an analogy to crystallize it for you. You can think you're doing the same thing because technically and theoretically you are doing the same thing. But in a literal sense, it's not the same because it doesn't have the same freshness. That's a guy. That's what he's looking at. Joffrey, Rashawn, Chris, the whole crew, nod your damn head. You know I'm right. Especially greedy ass Rashawn. You understand what I'm saying? The only reason he don't hold you to the same standard because he the one doing the cooking most of the time because he think he's Chef Boyardee. But he that way, it's a difference between something that's cooked fresh and something that's put in the oven. Same meal, you just heated it up the next day. But it ain't the same because you heated it up as opposed to just finished cooking it. That's a guy. You always want to keep it fresh. You want to leave the leftovers at a very bare minimum because eventually he'll look at the leftovers as you not putting forth the amount of effort that he was once accustomed to that makes him question your commitment to his happiness. Now, I used food. We also know I'm talking about sex. We know I'm talking about it all. It all comes with it. So guys are different. Women, it's the constant process of evolution. You could know good and damn well that that brother don't want to be bothered on Sunday at 1 o'clock because them damn football games start. That's when you'll ask his ass to go to the supermarket. Or you'll ask him to go to the mall. Or you'll ask him to drive you some ways or whatever because you know how important that is to him. But that's a perfect opportunity for you to validate your importance to him because you're asking him to sacrifice something that you know he loves just for you. And if you don't do it literally at 1 o'clock, you know what you do? You mess with him all week to see what he's going to do because he want to be left alone at 1 o'clock on a Sunday. So you're going to mess with him during the week. You're going to want something on a Saturday night, going out to dinner, going out to the movie, doing something. You're going to want something because guess what? You know where his attention is going to lie on Sunday. So damn it, am I getting into one day? The same attention you get to football. Now I'm going to get that at some point this week. That's y'all. But you see, when it start getting into the intimacy role, that's where we part ways. Because let me tell you, when the brothers, black, white, Hispanic, Jewish, Catholic, Muslim, Israel, I don't care who it is. Let me tell you where the brothers part ways from some of the brothers. See, the woman's suing the mistress. There's a multitude of things that can come into that equation. She could have gotten pregnant. She could be a mom. She could be a stay-at-home mom. She could have an abundance of kids to take care of. But you out gallivanting around with some woman that ain't got no responsibilities whatsoever. But you got all the responsibilities at home. That's not fair to her. You see what I'm saying? So there's a lot that could go into the women in a woman's mind and to some degree fair-minded men. Here's where it gets messed up for the dudes. When you suing a dude, forgetting with your woman, whether it's your wife or significant other, all the dudes are looking at you like, punk ass, you ain't getting it done, and you blaming him. You blaming him. Now, I ain't going to go this route literally, but it's damn near tantamount to Drake suing Kendrick Lamar after Lamar gave it to him, you know, with Not Like Us. Look, man, take the L or come back with a better record. Don't sue. What you doing? That's not what you do in hip-hop, right? Well, that's not what men do when it come to this. You don't sue another man for giving the good stuff to the wife or your woman. You didn't get it done. Or even if you did get it done, but she turned against you and this is what she decided to do. Or if she was a freak and you just didn't know. In the end, what it comes down to is that when you a dude, you ain't supposed to be suing, dog. Now, there are exceptions. This one dude did get 9 million ounces. 9 million ounces. Now, I'm sure he don't give a damn about how he looks. He 9 million ounces richer. He got 9 million ounces. So, again, you willing to take that L. Okay? And when you see something like that, you know what's the first thing that come to your mind? Let me tell you what's dangerous about this, ladies. You have some men that might coax you into cheating just so they can sue and get paid. When you see somebody got $9 million, you in the state of North Carolina, you in Hawaii, you in Mississippi. What was that other one, Griff? Utah, South Dakota, where else? Yo, you see something like that, you're like this. Damn, I didn't think of that. You're going to have some men. Now, obviously, I'm not talking about myself. This doesn't apply to me. But you do have some men out there that will sue. If they know they're in New Mexico too, Mississippi, South Dakota, Utah, North Carolina, Hawaii. Yeah, you got some cats that will do that. All I'm trying to say to you is this. It's absorbed differently. When you are a man, and let me say this in all seriousness, because we got some men out there that's either crazy or they just some straight punks. Where it's like, yo, my woman cheating on me, he picking up the phone and threatening the dude because he got his suspicions or whatever. That dude ain't the problem. She the problem. What you calling a dude for? If you want her because she's attractive and beautiful and you all enthralled by her and smitten by her, why would the next dude be? So what you worried about what the next dude is doing for? That ain't his problem. That's your problem. If I sit up there, I got a woman and she's sitting up there and she cheat. I'm not looking at him. I'm looking at her. I got a wife. I'm looking at her. That ain't the dude's problem. Now, there are special circumstances. Because when you a dude and you working like a slave to provide for your family and your wife step out on you. I know situations where cats rolled up on the man and went like this. look, I ain't going to harm you to, you know, because you mess with my wife. But you know what? I got these bills. And I'm sitting up here busting my ass to take care of the family while she was out getting her freak on and giving it to you for free. Nah, dog, you ain't getting it for free. I got these bills here. You're going to pay these bills. And when the cat said no, he wasn't doing it, I know a brother that went right to his wife and spilled the beans and told him, he said, you're going to pay one way or another. So he told the wife, she divorced him and sued him for alimony, and he had to end up paying far more for doing it than helping to pay the bills, because one of my boys that had that happen to him, he like, nah, dog, you're going to help pay these bills. You ain't getting it for free. So it's a lot of wildness that goes on out there, ladies and gentlemen. But this law right here, it fascinated me, because I was like, damn, home wrecker lawsuits. That's what it's called. Alienation of affection. It's some wild shit. It really, really is. And it's not gender specific either. Nor is it constrained to illicit lovers who might find themselves in the crosshairs, according to the Wall Street Journal. It could apply to meddling in-laws, persuasive friends, even a therapist or a clergy member. I think that is utterly ridiculous. The vows have been taken between two people consensually, whether it's a man and woman, two women, two men, whatever. It's a consensual thing. Between those two consenting adults, nobody else should be compelled to honor those vows other than those two people who made them. But in those six states, it's not the law. Which means, ladies, fellas, of all ethnicities, because we all human beings at the end of the day, y'all got to watch your backs. Not so easy to just mess around with anybody anymore. Now you could get sued. Not going to look good for the fellas to do that. That's a punk-ass move. Because the fellas are like this. You handling your business, that ain't happening. And if it happens, it's because you ain't handling your business in some capacity. And Lord help you if it's all about the bedroom. The worst is the dude that was a good man and loyal and loving and faithful and all of that other stuff. And she just, because usually that means you just didn't get it done in between the sheets. And that is not a good feeling when you know that is the reason. When they just holding it down and you ain't. I feel sorry for those human beings. I truly do. But in the end, be mindful. This is what happens. Home wreckers. Lawsuits. And you know, it's potent, right? After all, one of the cases involves somebody who was a senator and is no longer the case. Because being in power on Capitol Hill ain't nothing compared to the power of ecstasy evidently she was feeling. That is how it goes. That is how it goes. Just thought I'd say that. Thought it was important. Thought it was. As my boy Rashawn just said to me, this is a love tariff tax. That's what he said. I kind of like that. A love tariff tax. President Trump, don't steal that from me, bro. Don't steal that from me. A tariff tax for love. I'm going to reword it, Rashawn. It's a tariff tax for love. A tariff tax for love. That's what they want to say. I just think it's a simple matter of folks getting their freak on. It does not have to involve sex. You understand what I'm saying? It does not have to. Alienation of affection claims doesn't have to involve sexual intercourse. How much you want to make a bet that 99.99% of the cases involve sex? As I told y'all on many, many occasions, I'm not saying I know for sure. I love the Lord. And I know the Lord loves me back. But I go back to the beginning of the time. And I know people hate when I bring this up because it's damn near blasphemous for me to go there. But I'm going to do it anyway. My personal belief is that when the Lord said don't eat of the forbidden fruit, he wasn't talking about grapes and oranges and bananas and strawberries and blueberries. He was talking about a different kind of fruit. Feel me? I'm sure you do. See y'all Wednesday on Straight Shooter. Sirius XM, POTUS Radio, Channel 124 at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You heard me?